We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, Michael's back. Michael's back. Oh, you know what time it is, right? I get a chance to talk with my son. It's called the Mom and Michael Hour right here on WCCO. His name is Michael Battle, and he is joining us from Los Angeles. Welcome back, son.
Thank you so much. I was at Disneyland for 12 hours yesterday.
Oh, God.
One of those glorious, amazing 12-hour VIP tour Disney days. I haven't been in a while, so it was quite fun, and I'm a little sore walking around today from all that walking, but it was a great day.
So wow.
It was a good distraction from some of the other things we know were happening. I was in a happy place, and we're going to keep it that way.
You're trying to keep it that way? Okay, darling. We're going to try to keep it that way. But I must say, you know, as much as you go to Disneyland and the many times you've been to Disney World, are you speaking mouse yet? Is that a language?
You know, if speaking mouse is making billions of dollars, I'm happy to start learning.
Right.
Because that is what they do in all of their parks. They just take all your money. But briefly, I will say I had a group of maybe 10 people, and we all ate right around the time that certain news things might have hit yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had like a turn your phones upside down policy. Like, at the table, we all just agreed, like, so no one's going to look at their phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you hear, don't say anything, just put your phones upside down. We're going to enjoy today. We know what's going to happen. We're just going to enjoy it and not talk about it.
So yeah.
It didn't work. But you know what? We had the mouse.
You had the mouse. You know, here's the thing. I was, trying to figure out how to deal with all of it. You know, if you go on Facebook, everybody's talking about it. And I just said, you know, tonight is not the night to talk about it. WCCO radio will be filled with that sort of thing all week long. And I just did not want to leave anyone with that. So we had a truncated show tonight. We went right into center stage after the Timberwolves loss. And then we went right into the Mom and Michael Hour. So we're just going to keep it low key.
Exactly.
People are preparing for bed, you know.
Cupcakes and churros and all the cookies and things at the park. We can talk about all of that.
I still am so blown away that you have this addiction to sweets just like your mother. But you're just so tall and skinny like your father. It's amazing.
No, well, that's slowing down. I was like, why are these pants so tight? Oh, right, because I keep eating pancakes and waffles and donuts every weekend.
Let it go, son. Let it go, man.
In my 30s.
Exactly. Hey, Michael, I was just looking at the markets, and, you know, around this time every year, around grandmother's birthday, your sister's birthday, the markets do some weird things. They kind of adjust and correct itself. And so I'm always looking for that up and down and up and down. And, of course, you know, the markets are saying, you know, tomorrow it'll probably open down. Only parts of the markets are open tomorrow. The bond market is open, but the Dow is not. So NASDAQ, of course, they've been talking about Elon Musk. He's just a mess right now. I don't know what is going on with him. He's always tweeting. And, you know, he's got SpaceX and he's got all this stuff going on. But his stock at its highest, which was last year, was at $389.57 per share. I mean, really. And now it's down. I mean, it has really dropped quite a bit because he lied, you know, saying that they were going to go private. And he, go ahead.
And I think he was sued. He and the corporation had to settle because of the allegations against them. I think he paid $20 million himself, and then the board or the company, I'm misquoting the exact outcome of this, but both had to pay huge sums of money to settle the case against them.
But wait a minute, wait. You know that $20 million is like $2,000 to him.
Of course, but it still looks bad and it lowers the confidence of the investors. And that's coming
right off
of him getting caught smoking weed and whatnot on camera. I think he posted it himself, and that rattled investors a bit. So I think both of those instances, even though $20 million, as you said, to him isn't a big amount of money, shook up the investors a bit more, and that's what's causing some of his stock to drop, as I understand it.
Can I just say, though, it's just frightening that someone like an Elon Musk, which God bless him for making his money if he did it, you know, fairly, but $19.6 billion he's worth. But that's nothing compared to Jeff Bezos, right, who's mm-hmm. worth like $155 billion. We really are inching closer to that first
First billionaire.
Yeah, we really are getting very close to that. So Elon Musk, all the talk and all the rage this weekend was about SpaceX launching this satellite into space. And I understand it was going over California. You and I just talked about this.
It literally just happened about 30 minutes ago. I didn't see it myself, but I did see this the last time. I was it 2 times ago that it happened. I was actually sitting in a restaurant outside in Los Angeles. And suddenly, our whole group saw this insane alien-like glowing pattern in the sky. We had no idea what it is because they don't really tell you what's going on.
Right.
I think in this case, SpaceX did announce that it was going to have a launch. But the one that I saw was like a rocket from a different base somewhere in San Diego. So there was no warning at all that this is going to happen. You look up.
Well, but now this was reported a few days ago that this was going to happen.
Right. I think he announces his Falcon 9 launches because people actually can go out there and watch them launch.
Right.
And I haven't seen the launch, but I've driven past one of those rockets outside of the SpaceX Center here near Los Angeles, and those things are enormous. They're really quite daunting and incredible to see them in person. But I still should go down there and watch one of these launches. So this one people knew about, but the one that I saw, which was from a different, I think it was from a base in San Diego.
Uh-huh, Vandenberg Air Force Base.
I believe it was that mm-hmm. one. But both the SpaceX rocket and the one that I saw leave this just brilliant, bizarre, spiral cone of light pattern throughout the entire sky over all of Los Angeles. And it kind of spirals around and streaks through, and it glows green and blue. And in fact, if you go on YouTube, there's videos of what these rockets look like, and they've been seen all around the world. And you really do feel like there's an alien flying over your head because it's so sci-fi looking. It looks nothing like what you've seen on TV. It doesn't look as you would expect. And because of the spirals and the different cone shapes and the different color lights and the way it crosses the sky, which I think part of that might be an optical illusion, but they're trippy to see. So on social media right now, I have several friends in the LA area posting, going, "What is this? Is that these aliens?" But of course, it's because they didn't see that there was a Falcon 9 launch coming from SpaceX today.
Right. So people that didn't know about it, can you imagine how freaked out they must have been?
That's how I was. We earnestly all at the table stopped and went, "Are we being invaded by aliens?" I mean, it's a very weird thing to be at dinner at a fancy restaurant in Beverly Hills and just open your mouth and say, "Is that an alien UFO?" Because that's what it looks like. I mean, it is just so startling. And ours seemed to go seemingly right over our head, and there was some cloud cover. So it was even more eerie. It had this green light that covered the restaurant and started spiraling around. We were just like, what's happening right now? So, yes, it is quite frightening.
Wow, that is really something. So they said also that there was going to be a sonic boom, right? Which mm-hmm. Sonic boom is pretty serious business. It can blow out windows and, you know, a whole lot. But they said the people in Santa Barbara, Ventura, and San Luis Obispo counties could hear sonic boom. And I was wondering, did you guys hear anything like that?
I didn't hear a thing. And I was actually at home when this rocket was going off. I'm not sure why I didn't hear it. I mean, I don't think that the walls in my building are that extreme. So, no, it may have just been too far up for me to hear it here, but I wasn't aware of it.
Wow. The mission, it says, could also create a spectacular light show, as you just confirmed, Michael, depending on the weather conditions. So there was no raining in Los Angeles tonight, right?
No rain. Actually, clear skies today. Some of the smog has pushed out. There was rain earlier this week, and I think that's why it's a bit clearer. Which has been such a nice relief because, as you know, we've all been hacking and coughing for months. So those who were outside to watch the launch got to see quite the show. And the videos I've seen posted on social media are quite the display of lights and clouds.
Well, I just think it's quite remarkable. So Elon Musk, you know, he's determined to have the one-man ship or something like that, or you could go visit certain places, and he's been shooting up these satellites. I'm just trying to think, where was this destined for, this rocket, this satellite?
I don't know where it's going to go. I'm assuming it's going into orbit. I mean, half the time I feel like these are not just satellites. They're like partial weapons. But who knows? I think that conspiracy theory is more fun to think than just, oh, it's just a benign satellite in the sky, and that's what we need more of up there. So who knows where it's actually going to be, what it actually is. But I can say I very much do appreciate him taking up the reins where NASA left off to be our country's foremost innovator in terms of the space exploration and space launches.
Yeah. Now, the last thing I'm going to say about this, that the satellite was launched, but also this Falcon 9 rocket is going to land. Part of it is going to land. Part of the rocket will land back at the base at Vandenberg Air Force Base. So I'm curious if that actually happened or when will that happen. It doesn't say in the article that I'm reading from.
If it goes well, it will actually re-land itself and can be reused. And I've seen a video of that happening live, and it's extraordinary to see because unlike older videos we saw from older space launches from Cape Canaveral back in the day, I mean, it really uses boosters and softly lands itself right back where it started.
Wow, incredible, Michael. Now, I think it's time for us to start talking about movies because there is a tie-in to this particular story with Elon Musk, right?
There is.
Okay, hold on a minute, because I want to make sure we have your music. Are we ready? Here it comes. Okay, so it wasn't smooth. Yeah, it wasn't right. But y'all get the point. It really is all about Hollywood. And Michael loves, loves, loves the business of Hollywood. He has a degree in film and television production. And, of course, he is my film critic and my son. And so, Michael, you had a chance to go and see a movie that this kind of ties into with Elon Musk, right?
It does. Venom opening this weekend from Sony Picture Studios, and also working with Marvel on this one because, as you know, Venom is a part of the Spider-Man universe owned by Marvel. Came out this weekend, and people had very, very, very low expectations. Critics did not like this movie at all. I mean, they really trashed this thing. For example, currently on Rotten Tomatoes, the critic score is 32%.
Oh, my gosh. For Venom?
Most of these the critics who saw it, they generally liked Tom Hardy. I'm a big fan of his also. But they felt like the film was just choppy and the tone was mixed matched. And the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, however, is 89%. So people who saw it seemed to like it more than the critics who didn't like it at all. But as you mentioned, the tie-in is that Riz Ahmed plays an Elon Musk-like scientist. In fact, he actually has a space program, and symbiotic parasite that is Venom actually gets to Earth is that Riz Ahmed's character sends a spaceship out there, and they encounter a comet, and they bring back these alien species from the comet. And then, of course,
oh, great! So we had a spacecraft shot out tonight.
Right, same day, the same weekend Venom comes out, there's a guy playing almost. I mean, literally, they could have named his character Elon Musk because it's the same sort of corporate. He's ultra rich. He has privatized space launches, and it's all secret. And he's testing drugs on human trials, and he's kind of you're not sure how moral he might be or not. And you know, the press knows about him, and I was like, oh, this is totally a darker version of Elon Musk. And so, yeah, well, let's hope that the real Elon Musk is not bringing back alien parasites that bond with human bodies.
This is bizarre. Perfect for Halloween. You couldn't have written a better story than this, right?
I'm thinking Tom Hardy should hide this weekend just in case an alien comes back and really wants to bond with his body and create Venom. So
I will ask you about this. The director's name is Ruben Fleischer, right? And I was wondering if he's done movies like this before. The last time he's done something kind of weird and spacey like this is Zombieland, I think, in 2009, right?
Yes, I believe so. I have to look up and see what he's actually done. Zombieland, Gangster Squad, which I didn't see,
right.
30 minutes or less. But I'm not seeing a lot of films on here that he's
done. No, me either, but it's Zombieland that made almost the same amount. You know, it made over $75 million in 2009, and now here Venom is doing $80 million, and that's really quite remarkable.
It's remarkable even more so because it's actually the biggest October opening weekend ever.
Ever?
Ever. It's the biggest one ever. I mean, to make that much money during this month of the year is a huge, huge, it's a huge thing. So, and again, there was some hype around this because it's not from Marvel Studios entirely. Sony Studios and namely Amy Pascal, who, of course, you know from the Sony hack back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Where her emails got her in trouble and she had to leave. And which, side note, it's interesting how big of a scandal that was pre-Me Too movement, mm-hmm. you know, where now our scandals are much more egregious than that, you know, but just a few emails dethroned her after 20-plus years of service at Sony Studios. So she's a producer on this one. And, of course, she was on the Spider-Man film that starred Tobey Maguire back in the early 2000s. In fact, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3 film, we saw, I think, Topher Grace playing Venom. So they've actually tried to introduce this character years back, and now are bringing it back forward with Tom Hardy as the front man. So,
okay, so Michael, hold on a minute because I want to make sure we get the review in and we have to take a break. So you're listening to the Mom and Michael Hour. We'll be back in just a moment. It is now 10:31 here at WCCO. If I can push the button right, I'll be all right. My son, Michael Battle, is joining us. We call this hour the Mom and Michael Hour. We're talking about movies, and, of course, he had a chance to go see Venom. Before we take our next break, Michael, to get some weather in, I want to ask you, is it worth seeing? Is Venom worth seeing since it made $80
million? $80 million opening weekend, yeah. I don't know why the critics were so hard on this thing. Okay, so I went in there with extremely low expectations, given all the talk about this film. But it's fun. Just don't take it too seriously. Tom Hardy is fantastic. It's a superhero film. It's not going to carry the weight of the more recent Marvel Studios films we've seen. It's not going to be like Avengers or Iron Man. It's just a guy who gets an alien parasite in his body that kind of talks to him in his head. Who's trying to get through life and make something of himself and has some cool action sequences. And that's about what it gives you. But I can tell you, it surely was better than Justice League or almost anything we've seen from Warner Brothers and the DC comic world in years. So if you could stand those films, you're going to love this one.
Wow. Okay. So go and see it. Go check it out and kind of let us know. You can write to us or Michael's Twitter. Why don't you give out your Twitter?
You know, I almost never use my Twitter anymore, but I do use Instagram mostly as my profile. So Michael_B_battle on Instagram. You can, of course, there also check out my picture from my group at Club 33 for our VIP tour yesterday at Disneyland.
Okay, so give that one more time because I didn't even catch it.
Oh, it's just my name. It's Michael_B_battle. So if you just search Michael Battle on Instagram, you'll see my cheesing face right there, and you'll see all the pictures of what I'm doing.
All right, son, we got to take a break, do a little bit of weather, and we'll be back to talk about the second movie that you had a chance to see in just a moment. It is now 10:38. Let's make that 10:39 here at WCCO as we're wrapping up the show tonight. It's a pleasure to be on with my son, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. Before we talk again, I want to let you know that the Harrison Smith Show is tomorrow from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Lone Oak Grill in Eagan. Now, Mike Max will be there along with former Vikings GM Jeff Diamond, and a review of the Eagles game is going to happen, and a look ahead to the Cardinals with Harrison Smith. This live on WCCO Radio, live on WCCO at 5:30 tomorrow, Columbus Day, Indigenous Day. By the way, Vikings won 23-21. What a game. Insane. Wow. So glad that they pulled it off. Timberwolves were not so lucky. Timberwolves, the Milwaukee Bucks were 125 to the Timberwolves 107. Yeah, so there you go. All right, Michael Battle, we are going to talk about the second movie that you had a chance to go see because, of course, a lot of people are talking about this movie, A Star is Born, with Lady Gaga.
A Star is Born came out this week and, as you mentioned, opened to $41.2 million. I actually don't know how much they spent on this film, but I can say that because of its strong opening and the record-breaking opening of Venom at $80 million, those two films made this, in addition, the highest-grossing October weekend of all time. So,
and they're remakes of movies, right?
Venom is a first, but it's a film made from an old character, and Star is Born, I think, has been made twice. And
why does Venom say 2018?
There may have been a cartoon version of him that came out earlier, but I don't believe that there was a feature film just about that character ever released.
Okay.
But yeah, A Star is Born, I think this is the third rendition. But again, I haven't actually ever seen the first two of those. So this was my first time seeing this storyline. So yeah, record-breaking. Obviously, since this film first premiered, there's been huge talk about this Oscar buzz. Bradley Cooper directed this film, which is also pretty incredible.
And he wrote it as well, right?
He wrote it as well. He's one of the writers. Really, really random factoid. The director of photography for this film, A Star is Born, is the same as Venom. Something
really?
That caught my eye in the credits. It's the same guy doing both films. So definitely to jump from a musical drama to a superhero film, both of which he's done before, I think is extraordinary and shows off his talent.
How about that? Because these are two totally different films.
Totally
and by the way, Bradley Cooper is fine. Good Lord. Okay, just had to get that out. So tell us what you thought about it.
So everyone's saying Lady Gaga's going to win an Oscar for this movie, and it's so fantastic and so wonderful, and she's just so amazing. And I disagree. Obviously, a lot of people feel that way, but I think the hype is actually hurting her in this case because Had I not thought that her performance was going to be so great, I maybe would have seen more in it. But seeing her up there, I was like, okay, cool. It's not quite like Jennifer Hudson in Dreamgirls or other films where singers step into the film world and do an incredible job. Now, she was good. Don't get me wrong. She was good. Bradley Cooper was good. And the movie itself is very entertaining. It's emotionally impactful. It's well done.
Mm-hmm.
Props to Bradley Cooper, especially as an actor turned director for directing a film as well as he did. I mean, it's a little dramatic at times, a little over the top, but I wouldn't expect any less from a film with these two stars that has scenes in drag bars. So yeah, it's going to be a little campy, and they're going to want to make you cry in all the ways they can and give you a story that's impactful in a deeply dramatic way.
In 2 hours and 16 minutes.
2 hours and 16 minutes. It doesn't actually feel that long when you're watching it because
that's good news.
You kind of want to watch the story unfold and see where it's going to go. I kind of saw how it was going to end. I saw that coming, but that's not a big deal because, again, this is a remake. So anyone who's seen the previous versions probably, of course, also knew how it was going to end. There were some scenes that went a little, not long so much as could have been written better. I kind of wanted more from some of her acting performances. But I don't know. I can see why everyone's talking about Oscar on this one. I think Glenn Close is in a film called The Wife or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're buzzing about her for an Oscar also.
Oh, wow.
Is that the right name? I have to go look it up. There's another major actor out there who might be up for Best Actress. So we'll see who actually gets the nomination, who actually wins. I don't think that Lady Gaga deserves an Oscar for this film.
You do not. Okay.
Do not.
So it's rated R. Why? Is it the language? Sex scenes? What?
Yes. There's lots of language. There's some light sex scenes. There is a one shot where she's completely naked. And there's drinking and drug use. So I think it's the content, the language, and her being naked.
Okay. Of course she was. Sorry about that.
It's an interesting point because obviously she wants to win an Oscar for this. And unfortunately, I mean, I would think post the fall of Weinstein, a star could win an Oscar without showing any part of her body.
Right.
But that has often been the equation in this town for major, major stars like that. If they go on screen without makeup and show off part of their body, all of a sudden these older, white, straight men running the Oscar noms are going to give them an award. So that could be one of the things that makes this happen. But I wish starlets didn't have to do that to get the attention of the Academy.
Is it really like that?
For Halle Berry, it was, and for several others, yes, it was.
See, I don't think Kavanaugh would agree with you. Okay, let's move on. Hey, by the way, A Star is Born, 2 hours long, rated R. We've got in the top 10, we have four movies that have been done again. Is Hollywood just running out of ideas, Michael? I mean, you've got The Predator in at number 8, right? This is the new one. It's got Night School, which was Kevin Hart, right? At number 4. Yeah, you know, Well, it's not new, but it's been out for like a week or something. And then A Star Is Born and Venom. All four of these have been these are remakes, really, in some form.
Remakes or franchises, yes, which of course we've had for quite some time. Venom, again, is original, but it's a pre-existing character. Star Is Born is a remake. Smallfoot, which we talked about last weekend, you know, is a brand new idea. Based off of a book, but I think it still counts in terms of the first time it's made into a film. Night School is the first time that idea has been done in that way. I think it just has a date behind it, because that just means that there was a film with the same title that came out. But I think that's a new one out there. A House with a Clock in Its Walls is based off of a book, A Simple Favor, also based off of a book. The Nun is original. That's part of a long-existing franchise. Hellfest, I have no idea what the pedigree or the history of that is, rather. And then Crazy Rich Asians is based off of a popular book. So this is actually not that bad of a lineup in terms of these not all being huge sequels.
Okay. Well, you just threw that out there, didn't you? Hey, by the way, White Boy Rick that I told you I wanted to go see, rated R. You said you would never go see it. It's made $23 million.
I didn't say never. I just said I wasn't interested.
Matthew McConaughey in this and Jennifer Jason Leigh. And so it's made $23 million. That's pretty good.
It's made $23 million domestically, yes. But they spent $29 million making this film. So this is actually pretty much a box office flop, since their advertising budget was probably another $10 million on top of that.
They did advertise it a lot, that's for sure.
A lot. So as I suspected, people just were not in the mood to go see this thing. Again, turning around back over to A Star Is Born worldwide has already made $56.6 million. So even if they spent $80 million making this film, with the buzz around this, this thing is going to play well into award season, and the hype around this is going to keep growing. And again, it's a good movie. It's compelling. So people are going to rush to go see it, both to see if they feel like she deserves the Oscar, and also just to live through the amazing story.
Okay, you were right about the actress who's playing the wife. What is her name? Glenn Close, I think?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, she's in that. And so is that a new movie or no, The Wife? No, that's not.
It's
only in 358 movie theaters
now. It hasn't been released wide yet, and I haven't seen it. So I don't know quite what its path has been, or if it started on one or two theaters and has now expanded into 300, but it has not expanded wide to thousands of theaters nationwide. But I assume if the Oscar buzz keeps going around this film, it may expand wide later on.
Yeah, because it was released on August 17th, so I'm surprised it hasn't broadened its horizons. But, you know, she's a good actress.
She's fantastic, and I'm not sure if she's won an Oscar before. So if they both do get put up for an Oscar this season, I'm sure there's going to be lots of people hoping that Glenn Close wins over Lady Gaga.
Okay, let's talk about The Hate U Give, because you're talking about marketing. I've been seeing this commercial over and over and over and over and over again. You see banners on line, and so The Hate U Give is really interesting. It's directed by George Tillman. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about it, but I don't think when talking about the Hate I Give, it's fair to talk about my feelings about Kavanaugh that way. I think hate is a very strong word, so I think dislike is stronger, is better. That was a sideways Kavanaugh joke. It took me a while to get to it. I was trying to go with The Hate U Give, but I didn't quite get
there.
We
and Shaletta and I looking at each other going, what?
Yeah, sorry, that was... Not quite.
Gosh, what did you eat for dinner, dear? What'd you eat? What'd you eat for dinner?
Morality.
Okay, there you
go.
That was good. Now that one was good. We got to take a break. You're on with the Mom and Michael Hour. We have a few more minutes, and then we will end our conversation tonight. We'll be back in a moment. Well, there's some happy music. It is now 10:54. As we wrap up the Mom and Michael Hour, it's my favorite hour of the night, and we've been talking about movies and so much more. Definitely check out the stories tomorrow for Elon Musk. I can't wait to find out if that part of the rocket actually made it back to that base.
It did. It landed safely.
How about that, Michael? Oh, my gosh. We're getting closer and closer to space travel, aren't we?
Well, I mean, we've done that.
No. I'm talking about people taking a trip.
We're getting closer going to the stars.
I'm just saying, you know, put people on the ship and 30 folks.
Didn't somebody just buy like one of the first seats to go out there? That's what he's doing. No, you know what? It wasn't even him. It was Richard Branson.
That's who it was, Branson.
He was trying to commercialize
Airlines.
Space
mm-hmm.
trips. I think it was like $500,000 or something like that to go per person. But yeah, that's definitely going to be happening in our lifetime quite soon.
Wow. So do you think, seriously, in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah. like plans have been made. This isn't like a far-fetched sci-fi thing. Basically, like, they have these rockets, and it's a matter of putting a person on one of them and then having them return safely. So they have to get through the rest of the test. But I would say in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll have these commercial options where if you have enough money and you're crazy enough, you can fly into space for a short period of time and then come back to Earth.
And you're not talking about NASA. NASA is a separate entity.
This is all privatized. This is SpaceX and Richard Branson's Virgin Space, I think it's called.
Right.
These are privatized, highly expensive trips to space that last, you know, a short while. It's not like you're up there spacewalking for days. I think you go up there for, you know, an hour and then come back down. But again, I'm paraphrasing terribly. I'm not sure what the actual specs of what they're offering is, but it definitely is something that should happen soon.
Wow. Well, of course, you know, whenever that happens, there's going to be big logo, somebody's logo, you know, some big company is going to sponsor this and sponsor that. Because, of course, there was a from NASA, space.com, you know, it talks about what we could possibly see. We could possibly see Nike supplied T-shirts that the astronauts are wearing or the guests are wearing on the International Space Station, or a giant Toyota logo visible on the module wall behind them. You know, it's going to get crazy.
What made you want to go to space? I thought about it, and then I just said, just do it. Brought to you by, you know, yeah, of course, all going to be commercialized.
What was the name of that show? Truman. That's
Truman,
it. Kind of just like Truman.
Truman Show.
Oh, gosh. God, we are doomed, Michael. We are doomed, man.
We are doomed unless I can learn to speak mouse and make all that money, in which case we'll be just fine. In fact, once I did that, you too could go to space.
Son, you are a capitalist at heart. I never thought. But at least you're kind. You're kind. You're a good person.
I'm a kind capitalist.
You are kind. Look, it's not many anymore, dude.
That's true.
Not as many as there used to be. It used to be easy to find a kind capitalist, but that's changed. Greed has kind of entered the fray in a huge, gigantic way. So we'll be watching the stocks this week, and I know you'll be watching, too. It's always a pleasure having you on, son.
I love being on. I love you.
I love you, too, Michael. Take good care of yourself there, okay?
I will.
Watch out for the parasites. Good night, everyone. It's been a pleasure being on with you, and we'll see you next Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.